Turn, if you will, in your Bibles to 2 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, verse 14. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, 14th verse. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit to be with you. Amen. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight for this passage of Scripture. And as we think about it, Lord, speak to our hearts. We'll give you the praise, for it's in your precious name, the name of Jesus, we ask these things. Amen. How big is your God? Well, Tozer said that, asked, what is God like? And the answer said he said was, He's not like anything. God is not like anything. Any words that we use to describe him would limit him, and any concept we might have of God as the creator is all above him. So God is a great God. And moreover, we see this in the passage of Scripture here, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. The Trinity. I want to talk about the Trinity tonight. The triune nature of one God. One God in three persons. Now that just blows a lot of our minds. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Three in one. And the word Trinity is not found in the Bible, but it's in the faith of the early church. It's in the faith of the church because it is rooted and grounded in the Scripture. All through Scripture, you find the Lord Jesus Christ, God, and the Holy Spirit. Many times you'll find that in Genesis 1:26, when God says, "Let us make man in our image. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." In Revelation, it's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. And the Spirit talks about in Acts 5 coming down upon the people. And then the Son of God in 1 John 1:1. You know, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All three are mentioned and seen as separate in the example in Matthew when Jesus Christ went down into the water in his baptism. The Bible says the Spirit of God like a dove came down upon him, and God says, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased." Yet in spite of all these, there's only one God. A God that we could fully know and understand. You see, wouldn't be worth knowing at all because he wouldn't be God, would he? I don't believe our simple little minds can comprehend God and everything about him. So let's first just think about the Father tonight, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God. In Genesis 1, in the beginning, we see the Bible wastes no time, or it wastes no ink in describing the existence of the Creator. In the beginning, it says God. And then Psalm says, anyone who does not believe in his heart that there is a God is a fool. So we see the Bible all through tells us about the Creator. Creation demands a design or a creator, and a design demands a designer. So we find the word, the triune God, and all through the Bible that exists as God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. In the Old Testament, the word for God is El, E-L, means strong. Strong. That's what God is, a strong person, a strong, mighty God. I was watching about the sun and the creation. It talks about how big our sun is. It's a blazing mass of atomic explosions. That's all it is. And just 1/10 of a second, it would melt the whole earth if we were that close. Yet our God put it into existence. Our God created all the billions of stars. That's what the sun is, a star. But all those billions of stars, our God created them and just, you know, put them into space. Our God is a mighty God. Our God is an eternal God. No beginning and no end. He's an all-knowing God. He knows everything. He's not bound by time. I had a professor that said one time, here's history. It's one long line, you see. Down here is the beginning, and out here is the end. We're right here. And all we can see is right now. You see, we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. It's a mystery to us, but it will happen. But God is out here. He sees the beginning and the end. He knows all, everything that's going to happen. God knows it. Now, I believe Brother Perry one time said, awesome is a word that we use a lot. Oh, he's awesome, or this is awesome. But it's only really to describe God, because our God is an awesome God. You see, he's that mighty God. And to think about him and put ourselves thinking so that we could know and understand all about him would put our minds in danger, you see, of losing our minds. Because our minds can't comprehend all there is to know about God. He's also the God of revelation. God created us, the Bible says, in his likeness. Think about that just for a moment. God created us in his likeness. He created us to have what? Fellowship with him. Have you ever thought about having fellowship with God? We do that through our prayer life. We do that through our walking with him and talking with him. Adam and Eve, you know, they had fellowship with him, and they sinned, and that sin separated and caused that fellowship to be broken. And God promised a Savior to Adam and Eve, and he chose the descendants of Abraham in which to bring that Savior, and revealed himself, and he sent his only begotten Son. That's the kind of love that God has for you and I tonight. And he loves you, and he's working in your life more than you'll ever know. That God is moving things in your life just at his will, so that you can have that fellowship with him. And he revealed himself to us. And he revealed himself as having a love for us. For the Bible says, for while we were yet, what, sinners, he died for us. And he was willing to forgive us and to forget all our sin, because God is rich in mercy. You see, our God calls us to repent. Our God calls us to follow him. Our God calls us to serve him. He wants that fellowship with us. He wants that relationship with us. And tonight, if you've broken that relationship with God, God says, if you will repent and just simply turn your life around and call upon me, I'll be there fellowshipping with you. Paul said we call him Daddy. Daddy. Now think about that word Daddy. What does Daddy mean? One who, the Bible says, knows the hairs on our head, which somebody don't have too many. It's amazing, isn't it? He doesn't put, you know, God doesn't have to worry about keeping up with all your hair. I tell you. You know, one who knows the numbers on our hairs, he also dries all our tears. Think about that. All the tears that we have. You know, when I think of Daddy, I think of someone that loves us supremely. He loves us supremely. He punishes us for our own good. You know, he loves us to where he wants us to have that relationship. And when he sees us doing wrong, he punishes us because he loves us. And when we're in trouble, when we're walking down a dark road, he says, I'm always there. He's always there. I never will forget one time when I was just about 8 years old, I went out with my father. I loved to hunt. I guess I got that from him. And he took me down to the river bottom. And I never will forget that. He said, now, Booney, he said, you sit there right by that big oak tree and don't move. Don't get up and leave. You stay right there by that tree. I'll be back to pick you up about dark. Well, you know how kids are. We never listen to our daddies. I got my little gun, and I was sitting there, and I was watching this squirrel out there in the tree, and he was just too far to shoot, so I got up and started moving. And, you know, the further I moved, the squirrel moved, the further I moved. And after a little while, I didn't know where I was going. I looked around, and, man, there's all kinds of trees back behind me. And I couldn't remember how big that tree was that I was sitting by or where I'd come from. And I was afraid for a long time there. It got dark. And I began to worry, is Daddy going to find me? And after a little while, he stepped out behind the oak and said, son, what are you doing over here? Boy, I was relieved. I didn't care at that time if he picked me up and whipped me or not. I was just relieved that I was going to get out of there. And you know, I found out that he had been watching me all the time. He had never taken his eyes off of me. He went a little further and sat down out behind another tree and just keeping me in his sight. And oh, I was so relieved. But you know, that's the way our Heavenly Father is. We are never out of his sight. He watches us and he walks with us. And the Bible says when we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you know, he's always with us. You see, our God loves us. A little girl was asked about how big God was. And she thought about it a minute and she said, sir, my God is so big, he created all of this universe. Yet he's so small, he lives right here in my heart. And I think that's a pretty good example of how big our God is. He's so big that he can create this whole world with just the span of his hand. And he's so small that he's right here in our heart, loving us, caring for us, watching for us. That's our God. And that's an awesome God, isn't he? That's a mighty God. But it also says that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, God the Father, God the Son, God with us, his name, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Sweetest name I know. You see, the Lord is salvation. We sing it a while ago, Emmanuel, God with us. Jesus came not only to reveal God in his life, but he came to redeem man. He came to be that sacrifice for man. There had to be a perfect sacrifice. You see, when Adam and Eve sinned, God killed a little goat and used that blood for a sacrifice. When man sinned, there had to be a sacrifice. And Jesus so loved the world, you know, that he came. The Bible says he came. God was in Christ, reconciling. What does that mean? Bringing the world to himself. You know, we see sometimes a husband and wife have trouble and they go to a counselor or whatever and they're reconciled. That marriage is reconciled. They get back together. Well, that's what reconciliation, you see, we were separated from God by sin, but God came, and his Son, Jesus Christ, came and purchased the church with his own precious blood on the cross. He was that perfect sacrifice. so that the Holy Spirit comes down to us to forgive us. In May of 1975, God spoke to my heart. And that night or that morning in church, He came to me and spoke to my heart, and I came down and gave my life to Jesus Christ. For by grace are you saved through faith, not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. That's how much God loves us, folks. God, an awesome God, a God who created this world, God who made heaven and earth, He's right here tonight speaking to your heart through the power of the Holy Spirit. You see, the Spirit, God, was inside us. When Jesus went back to heaven, He said, listen, I'm fixing to go away for a little while. But if I go away, I will send a comforter to come and be with you. You see, when life is about to beat us up and we don't know what to do, we don't know where to go, who to turn, remember, you can always get along with Daddy. He's always there. You can cry out to Him. You see, I don't want an answer as much as I just want to know that He's there with me. He's there with me. You see, that's all we need most of the time, just to know that somebody is with us. And no matter what trouble we go through, no matter what heartache we have, He's there, isn't He? I heard testimony last week after testimony about how Jesus Christ came to us. And the only reason I dare come into the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is because of His precious blood paid for my sin. And His Spirit comes and lives inside me. Now, in Him, in Christ, we are accepted. We are accepted, and I am promised by God the Father and God the Son that the Father runs to me anytime I call. You see, God is there. You remember the story of the prodigal son, how even in his sin, he went away, and he lost all that he had, all that the Father had gave him. Being selfish, being in a sinful condition, he came to himself and he went back to his father. And his father was there waiting upon him to come. And I believe God is all, He's waiting for us to come to Him tonight. And just say, Lord, we have sinned. We've come short. Lord, we've messed up in our life. And He'll throw those arms around us and hug us. Because He loves us. You see, that's the way a father is, isn't he? I can remember the times that when we fall and stump our toe, and back then we didn't have any shoes. We went barefooted just about everywhere we went. Our feet was so hard back in those days. I walked to town on that hot pavement. I never felt that hot pavement. I tell you what, I never will forget my little brother. He could walk across cut glass. His heels was so hard. Nowadays we step outside barefooted and step on a twig and we feel like it's gone all the way through us, don't it? But you know, God is there. And I remember the time that I'd stumped my toe and went to Father crying, and He put His big old arms around us and hugged us. It made everything a whole lot better, didn't it? That's the way our Father is, our Heavenly Father. He puts His arms around us and hugs us and brings us to Himself. How do I know that? Because His Spirit lives within inside our heart. And it's in His Holy Spirit that God uses and touches our hearts. When I sin, I know it because the Holy Spirit of God is in my heart. You see, the Holy Spirit takes the truth of the Word of God and works it into our life. a lost person. We call it the miracle of the new birth, when they open up their heart to God and they're born again. No longer do they are on their road bound to hell, but they're on the heavenly highway. No longer are they a child of the devil, they're a child of God now in His family. And the Holy Spirit is the one who convicts us that we need Christ in our heart. The Holy Spirit opens up our mind to the truth of God's Word and lets us see where we need to change our life. The Holy Spirit deals with our heart on a daily basis and makes us get right with God so that we can have that sweet communion He talks about here. The Holy Spirit is the one who lets us, gives us understanding and insight to the Word of God. The Holy Spirit, the Bible says, comes in grace and in power. And when I am hungry, and when I thirst for righteousness, it's the Holy Spirit that comforts us. It's the Holy Spirit that brings us into that spiritual world, and He keeps us in that spiritual world. It's the Holy Spirit that helps us grow and stay healthy in our Christian lives. It's the Holy Spirit that's moving in our hearts now, showing us where we have failed. And that gentle, invisible touch of the Holy Spirit is from the Father and the Son, through His breath, through His life. That still small voice that we hear in the wind comes blowing our way. Jesus says, you don't know where it comes from. You don't know where it's going, but you can see the results of it in our lives. Friends, I can't explain any better the Holy Trinity, but it is the way that we experience God in our life. It is the way. We have the Father for us eternally. He said, I go to prepare a place, and I go and prepare it for you. In my Father's house, He says, are many mansions. It is the Son that is with us historically. And the Holy Spirit of God is with us experientially, that we can experience everything that God wants us to have while we're here and in the life to come. You see, we need to follow God. We need to let Him work in our lives tonight. We need His presence in our lives, so real in our lives. And if you're here tonight and you don't know Jesus Christ, then it's time for you to come to Him and say, call Him Daddy. I have sinned and I come short of the glory, and I want you to come into my heart. He said, if you'll call upon me, I will come in. I just imagine tonight most people here are saved. But if you're saved and you're not in fellowship with God, it's time to get in fellowship with Him. It's time to learn of Him. It's time to grow in Him. Would you come tonight if you have a decision to make? Any decision that God leads you to make, you need to make that decision, see? Because God is leading you through His Holy Spirit, not me, but through His words. If He's spoken to you tonight, would you make that decision? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You so much tonight. We thank You, Lord, for the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, three in one, but yet one God. Lord, how You use us and how You guide us. And Lord, if there's someone here tonight that needs to get their life right or needs to get a change in their life, Lord, may they come, and we'll give You the praise. For it's in Christ's name we ask it. Amen.